Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heroes class, legends rise, only one will win and you decide. Lightning rips across a darkened sky as wind tears through the ruins of a forgotten cathedral. Cloaked in power, a goddess steps forward, her eyes glowing with the fury of the storm. From the shadows, a smirk, a sword, and a devil-may-care attitude, the Demon Slayer arrives with guns blazing and a thirst for chaos. Nature's wrath meets the supernatural swagger. This week, it's the Wind Rider of the X-Men, Storm, versus the Devil Hunter himself, Dante from Devil May Cry.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we're presenting an epic battle with the Weather Witch versus the Demon Hunter. I'm talking about no other than the X-Men Storm versus Dante from Devil May Cry. Our guest today is an influencer, a comic book expert, the one and only Blurred Without Fear. It's Ernie Carruthers. All right, Ernie, how have you been?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for having me.
What's going on in your world? What's the latest?
Oh, man. Talking a lot of smack, upsetting people sometimes, making people laugh. Sometimes both at the same time. It depends on what's going on that week. But yeah, I do a lot of smack talking about comic books and comic book related media. I like to get people up to speed on, stuff that might be going on. But a lot of times, I do a lot of aimless posting a lot of the time. So, it could literally be anything.
Very cool. All right. Now, Ernie, you are repping Storm today from the X-Men. What made you choose that character?
So, Storm is one of my favorite characters of all time. This character that was very influential on me growing up, and not only just that, but just, it was just a really cool character, stylish, just has a presence that, and a look that I think was really unique among other superheroes at the time. And not only just that, but, just the power set, being able to control the elements and all that entails, that kind of seems pretty useful, in this day and age, I would imagine. But also just, her ability to, I guess, kind of inspire just through, simple words, just being able to, say echoey, speeches, and bring down all kind of crazy weather effects and, torrential downpours and electricity. That sort of stuff, it just really spoke to me about her as a character.
All right, thanks so much. It's time for the Tale of the Tape. Remember, this week's Tale of the Tape is brought to you by the International Shiraz Association. Next time you're going to choose a vino, consider one that tastes like dirt. So here's mud in your eye. And tonight's Tale of the Tape is a clash of styles of two monumental warriors. Storm from Marvel's X-Men comics, one of the most famous members of the X-Men, I should say. Storm has the elemental control over the weather, is considered an Omega-level mutant, and she was created by writer Len Wein. and artist Dave Cockrum, and first appeared in Giant Size X-Men number 1 back in 1975. Today I learned that I am in fact older than Storm. What is wrong with this world? Her opponent today, Dante. Dante is a half-human, half-demon who uses his superhuman talents as a demon hunter. Self-hating, it's terrible. Dante is cocky and self-assured, typically wearing a red trench coat and sporting double pistols and a sword. Dante was originally seen in the video game Devil May Cry back in 2001 and was created by Hideki Kaima. Was created by Hideki Kamiya. Now that we have the basics for both characters, let's officially introduce who you're going to be debating tonight. Of course, the man, the myth, the legend, the man with the endless closet of shirts that blind the blind, Ray Stakanis. Ray, how you doing?
Sam Proof, you say so many nice things coming in the door, but I think you could say more. I think that I deserve a fanfare. I think that I deserve a French horn section.
I mean, you control the sound effects.
Yeah. Well, that's a great point. You know what? This is my own problem. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, audience. Okay, enough of that. The point I'm trying to make here is we got a heavyweight battle. We've got Storm, an Omega-level mutant. We've got Dante, who everybody knows is a theoretical planet buster. I'm going to say right now for the record, I'm going to get Pepsi Max all locked and loaded for this one. I got to pour it up because I could tell already, even though I just met Ernie, the Blurred Without Fear, I've been enjoying his work on social media for quite a while now. And I've got my hands full. This could be the first time somebody actually threatens my position as the Who Would Win Master. And I don't think I like it, but I'll go with it.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting matchup, both in characters and voices, I suppose. All right, here are your rules for Who Would Win Masters in a minute. Here are the rules of Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. There will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, Ernie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you will have 3 minutes on the clock for your first point, starting now.
All right, so Storm is, as we already kind of established, she's an Omega-level mutant. Yeah, that's well-trod, you know, area. But the thing I think people don't think about in regards to Storm is that, you know, people tend to focus mostly on her mutant abilities. And, you know, mutant abilities are great, but considering the fight that we're, you know, engaging in with Dante, you know, a half-demon, half-human hybrid, this guy isn't normal. So I'm not even gonna try and break down the Steiner math on this guy, but Storm is a lot more than her powers. Storm is not just a powerful mutant. She is a trained fighter. She has been trained by some of the baddest fighters in the Marvel Comics universe. She has been extensively trained in Wakandan combat techniques by not just Adora Milaje, but also Black Panther himself, who has also been trained by some of the most adept masters across the planet. You also have to take in consideration that she is trained in combat by Wolverine, who is every bit as deadly as anybody else in the Marvel Universe, has well over 100 years worth of fighting experience, and he has passed that down to Storm. So, you know, she's not going to be out of her element in a fight against a guy wielding a sword and a couple of guns. She's fought people of that magnitude before, people who are not normal, people who have special abilities. She's gone toe-to-toe with other Omega-level mutants who have powers that would honestly make them pretty much a death sentence for her as a character. But I will also like to point out, too, that, you know, even if you take the Black Panther and the Adora Milaje of it all out of it, and the Wolverine of it all out of it, she's also spent a great deal of time since she was a small child honing her abilities. She is an expert knife fighter, which, I mean, you know, butter knife versus a sword isn't always a good matchup. But the point is that just about anything that she can, you know, pick up and, you know, throw around or, you know, swing around, she can probably fight with it. She's been trained by the Ronin samurai herself, Yukio. And, you know, so she's
30
she's,
seconds remaining.
She's not averse to a combat situation, basically, is the main idea of this. But the main point I want to make sure never gets lost in this conversation is that not only is she a bad fighter, not only is she someone that you have to watch out for, but she is also someone who knows how to control a battlefield, and she is never without any weapons whatsoever. She literally keeps tons of weapons on her person at all times and is never unarmed, whether it's by the elements that she controls or an actual physical weapon in her hand. She's dangerous.
All right, that is fantastic. Going straight into close combat and, of course, her natural elements, being in the elements. All right, Ray, it is time for your point number one. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Okay, so obviously Storm is powerful. She's an Omega-level mutant, but you got to remember she's got a squishy body compared to other Omega-level mutants. She can take damage just like a normal human would. You know what happens when a toad gets struck by lightning? The same as when Storm gets punched in the face. This is the point. And Dante brings a lot of these demonic physical enhanced attacks that for a squishy body like Storm, who maybe doesn't have the same level of durability, maybe she's going to have a lot of trouble here. So let's talk about some of his superhuman abilities to get going. He's the son of Sparta, which is a demon. He's a devil, whatever the heck you want to say. Now, he came down and he had twin kids with a human, and that would be Dante and his brother. Okay, fantastic. At baseline strength, he matches up, Dante does, with much larger monsters in his universe. We're talking large 50-footers, 100-footers, big old monsters, and Dante can overpower them physically, right? And he can also use his sword to cut stuff in half. That's his favorite thing to do in the world. He loves that the same way I like a Whopper Jr. He cuts pool tables. He cuts motorcycles in half. One time he kicked a statue and the darn thing exploded, right? And he's very fast on top of being strong. He cut 4 bullets in half that were being shot at him. Why? Because it's ridiculous. Dante is a ridiculous character and I love him for it. He's 50% amazing and 50% cringe. And it's just a matter of how you're feeling that day, which one it is moment to moment. He also cut a rocket in half that was shot at him. He once caught a bullet in his teeth. Who does that? Muppets do that, but also Dante. And he can react and dodge attacks that even very, very fast humans in his world cannot. In fact, he shoots his pistols so fast that people think he's firing off a machine gun or a Gatling gun. And that's with 2 pistols going, and he's got magical demon pistols. We'll get into that in point number 2 that allow for him to do that. He's not necessarily held back by the laws of physics. He had fought a guy named Fury, who's like a speedster monster. You know, the thing said he was teleporting, but I could see him moving around. He was just moving like Quicksilver-like speed. And he tried to sneak up behind Dante and then get in on him. And Dante turned around and gave him a finger gun, which stopped him in his tracks. I don't know how that works, nor do I care. It's delightful. He can allegedly go over 100 times the speed of light, but come on, that's math nerds talking. That's not what I'm here for.
30 seconds remaining.
Skill. He's precise enough with his shooting that he can hit bullets out of the air. He can shoot his opponent's bullets out of the air while jumping over them in a gunfight back and forth. And he jumps around a lot, and he once shot 8 bullets at a distance into the hilt of his own sword, I believe, into the heart of a demon. That's crazy. He stacked bullets on the back of a sword. That's all crazy. Right.
Well, crazy or not, Ernie, you have 1 minute to make your counterpoint starting now.
Okay. So my first counterpoint is going to be that, you know, one thing I will definitely concede ground on is, you know, Dante's a beast. The guy's ridiculous. He makes no sense. He shouldn't exist. He is... If this was were a fighting game tournament, he'd be tournament banned. But there's one thing, and there's an edge that Storm has on Dante that I think very few of his opponents actually ever have. And it says Storm can actually see energy. She can see the electricity moving through a person's body. And she has honed this ability, and it allows her to actually see what a person is going to do before they even start to do it. If Dante was going to take a swing of his sword, she would already see those neurons firing off that he was about to do it. She would be able to almost preternaturally be able to figure out exactly where and what he's going to do, how he's going to swing before he's actually maybe even thought it all the way through. So I'm thinking that, well, yeah, she's going to have a difficult time with him. That's, you know, no doubt about it. She's going to have a difficult time with him. But I think she can push Dante to a limit that maybe few people in the Devil May Cry series have actually been able to do with him.
All right, guys. Good points coming up in the first round here. Feels overwhelmingly off-center right now, but we'll have to see what happens after we come back from this break.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, Ernie, it is time for your point number two. You have 3 minutes on the clock starting now.
All right. Okay, so I want to go ahead and tackle the one thing that, you know, we need to address with Dante. You know, this guy, like I said, he's the son of Sparta. Guy is virtually indestructible. Guy has a ridiculous healing factor. He has a healing factor that I think would make Wolverine and Deadpool both blush. But there's a little trick to his healing factor that I think a lot of people don't think about. And that, it's that it can be burnt out. That his healing factor can be exhausted to the point where he's not exactly going to be having a good day. Where people far weaker than him have been able to get the drop on him. And what I think is, you know, something to take into consideration, because like I said, I haven't really talked about Storm's arsenal of abilities just yet, and I wanted to save it for this moment. You see, Storm, yeah, you know, she's got the electricity. Dante's largely been able to shrug that sort of stuff off. We've seen him do it. He doesn't care for it very much. But the thing is, Storm is more than just electricity. She's more than just thunder and lightning. She is able to command the full spectrum of the Earth's meteorological forces. She can summon down tornadoes, whirlwinds, gale force winds. She's able to even channel solar winds. Now, once again, some of these things are, understandably so, not probably going to affect Dante the way it probably would affect anyone else. But I feel like Storm would be able to, under circumstances such as this, she would very likely, realizing what she's up against, decide that, you know what, if this guy having a healing factor, being able to shrug off this level of damage, she's going to throw the kitchen sink at this guy. And I would also even go as far as to say that, well, I know Dante doesn't necessarily need oxygen to operate on any normal level. Just like anybody else, if you keep hitting this guy where he lives, constantly removing the oxygen from his lungs, pressurizing him with the exact gravitational and meteoric pressure of the planet Jupiter on Dante, no matter how fast he is, it's all going to come down to a screeching halt when he has to fight in an arena that is not comfortable for him. She's able to change the entire makeup and temperature of the area around her. She would be able to basically make him feel like he was wearing a 30 seconds remaining. That he would not be able to take advantage of that stark speed that he has. He would also be getting hit by so many different things, regardless of how little they actually hurt him. I feel like she would be able, if she was able to send a piece of straw through Diamond, she would definitely be able to hurt Dante on some level, even if it takes a little bit longer than she might like. And I think that's something big for Dante to have to consider. She's a glass cannon, but she's a dangerous one.
All right, Ray, pressure's on for Dante. What is your point two? You have 3 minutes on the clock.
This is what I was worried about coming into this fight, is that Ernie was going to bring the heat in a way that I haven't had to deal with yet on this show, quite frankly. But anyway, here we go. We're going to talk about that durability and that healing factor of Dante because, yes, Storm can do a heck of a lot of offensive maneuvers. Keep in mind, though, that Dante can take a massive amount of damage. And we're going to talk about his weapons, too. So here we go. He's got demon abilities that allow him to soak damage. We've seen him take full-on swords impaled through the chest, and he acted like he was just going to Starbucks to get some egg bites and perhaps one of their new dragon fruit boba drinks. I think that's a thing. I don't go to Starbucks very often. The point I'm trying to make is he can take a lot of damage, and when he takes that damage, he will regenerate that damage. Anything that isn't particularly scary, he heals seemingly immediately or very, very quickly. When I saw him get impaled, he just walks around continuing to fight, waiting for his regen to pop that sword out so that he could just keep on going without it. He also carries consumable items that give him power-up boosts, right? And that's the big thing. I don't want to dwell on the regeneration too hard. I feel like Ernie actually made my case for me a lot in having to quantify a lot of his statements in point number two, because he does have that much power. So let's talk about the weapons. He's very well trained in all of his gear. In fact, he often does this thing that Kratos does too, where he takes defeated enemies and turns them into weapons. And even though this is a weapon he could never have conceived of until the moment, he suddenly knows how to use it to this huge high level, despite having just acquired it. Most notably, what, the Cerberus, three-pronged nunchucks with ice attacks. I love those things, but I'm blowing my time here. Here we go. He's got a signature sword called the Rebellion. He can swing it at propeller-like speeds and do shockwave attacks to enemies at range with it. Crazy. His sword, Sparta, is a super powerful sword that he got for a short period of time. Now, he took those two weapons, impaled them both inside himself to create the Devil Sword Dante, right? And so he can also summon this weapon. He doesn't need to walk around with it. He can't have it taken away from him. And he uses this to kind of use even more powers and swords. He has an ability called Summon Swords, which conjures four swords that automatically block all the attacks coming in on him. He's used it against lightning-based attacks before. That is very important in a battle like this.
30 seconds remaining.
I'm not going to have time for all this. The Alistair Sword fights, he allows him to fly and use lightning attacks. Ifrit Gauntlets, Hellfire, Walls of Flame, Fireballs. His Pandora's Box, it's a box of 666 weapons, including a rocket launcher, a laser beam, and a machine gun. And the Nevin, a demonic electric guitar that summons bat swarms. Finally, Ebony and Ivory, twin pistols. They never need reloading at all. He's got one for long-range attacks and one for rapid fire, and I'm unfortunately out of time. That timer will... I've got a lot to say.
Oh, well, you'll have to save it for round three.
I know I got to bring my A game today. Yeah, I got to bring my A game today, Sam Proof. And that means I'm going to be spitting out a lot. Sorry for the people at home who are taking notes. I'm going to burn up your notepad app.
All right. That was a big round. That was a lot of stuff. It was a lot of equipment on Dante's side that really, I think, shows a big range of attacks, literally. The finally getting into Storm's real weather abilities really brings the pressure, of course. Some really good points made there. It is time for your counterpoint. You have 60 seconds on the clock starting now.
So, I mean, all those weapons are nice, but Storm's fought people. who, you know, have had pretty crazy stuff. You know, she's gone toe-to-toe with one of the most powerful Omega-level mutants in Marvel Comics history, Vulcan, the wayward third brother of Cyclops and Havoc, a guy whose whole power is burning things to complete and total ashes and molten lava. And she is beating him handily, literally sent him home crying. And I would also even go as far as to say that, like, you know, one of the things that people tend to forget about Storm's powers is it's not just electricity. It's also not just, being able to bring down lightning and rain, but she can also control temperatures on a level very similar to Iceman. She can completely freeze a person, snap dead in their tracks. And, you know, while that might not hurt him, but it'll definitely slow him down. And I would also love to point out, too, that, you know, she's also fought people who quite literally could touch her and end her life. She has gone toe-to-toe with Death. Yeah, she has also gone toe-to-toe with Genesis, the wife of Apocalypse, and she has not lost.
Good stuff there. Storm, freeze a demon. We'll find out when we come back in round three.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, or prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, welcome back. Ernie, it is the final round. You have 3 minutes on the clock to make your final case, starting now.
All right, let's do this. So one of the things that I think gets lost with Dante as well is that he's a cocky guy. He's pretty arrogant. He's very self-assured, and I mean, rightfully so. I mean, you know, if I was as awesome and great at my job at slaying demons, I would probably feel that way too. But his cockiness has often gotten the better of him. He's looked at certain people that he thought was weaker than him, and he's gotten cleaned up, you know, at least a few times as a result of it. I also feel like one of the things that Dante probably will not do versus Storm, which might be a feather in her cap in this fight, is that Dante has a weakness that also doesn't get talked about very often, and it's bad women. It's you know, powerful women. He has at least a couple of powerful women in his life who he's not always gone as hard in the paint against, even when he didn't know them particularly well. And I think, you know, while Storm wouldn't necessarily take or, you know, use that purposefully, I'm sure she'd take stock of it, because one of the things that kind of comes in contrast with Dante's cockiness and his arrogance is that Storm is one of the coolest, most patient fighters and battlefield tacticians and strategists in the Marvel Comics universe. She's led the X-Men during a time when she didn't even have superpowers. She led the X-Men in an era, defeated Cyclops for the right to lead when he had powers and was actively using them against her, and she didn't. She's also, wouldn't be her first time fighting off, you know, otherworldly or supernatural forces. She's faced down the Adversary and the Shadow King. She has also fought off against Annihilation, another really powerful demonic entity of a supernatural nature from another world. She's fought enemies that Dante has gone against and walked away clean. She literally pinned him clean, 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring. And I would also like to point out that while, yeah, she's not going to be able to be quite as powerful you know, on a similar level. She's going to be able to bring a lot of forces to bear against Dante that I don't think he's going to be quite prepared for. He's fought a lot of different creatures and demons who can employ one or two of the things that Storm can do, but not all of them be able to do everything Storm can do in one single total package. She's going to be able
30
to
seconds remaining.
A volley of different types of meteorological forces that, well, yeah, Dante can shrug. He can shrug them off one at a time. He's not going to be able to hold up against them for too terribly long. And I'm still going to hang my hat on the fact that he's going to have to fight her to the point that his healing factor is probably going to burn himself completely out by the time it's all said and done.
All right, Reyes, time for your final point. 3 minutes on the clock starting now.
Okay, everybody, I'm back. And I'm better than ever. We're gonna talk about his best powers. We're going to talk about some of his feats and some of the best things. He did one really cool thing I got to mention. So here's the deal. He fights in different styles. One of the cool things about Dante is he can alter his fighting style based on his opponent and based on what he wants to do. We'll talk about some of those in a sec. He has a ton of experience and knowledge. I would argue that as well-trained as Storm is, he's a lot older and been doing this a lot longer despite his young look. And he's forgotten more attack styles than Storm has ever learned total, all right? And based on his opponent and what they're throwing, and he's not faced somebody like Storm before, sure, but he's faced people with some of the similar powers, much to what Ernie was saying. They fought similar people before, and he changes his styles based on his opponent. Some of those styles, he's got the doppelganger style. That allows him to control shadows and create more forms of himself to attack with. Storm is phenomenal, but fighting one Dante is hard enough, but fighting doppelgangers of Dante at the same time becomes a little uncontrollable. He's also got one called Quicksilver, which makes it says he can slow down time for others, but really what he's doing is he's moving so fast that other people appear like they have time slowed down for them. And I would say right now, speedsters against somebody who can do what Storm does, I think would have a very good opportunity, especially if they can match her flight, which he can do given the right weapons. He's also got Trick, which is one called, allows him to teleport and do a lot of dash attacks. It's sort of now you see me, now you don't. That new movie looks good. Then he has Royal Guard, which is a full sentinel ability, allowing him to just take whatever shots are coming at him and defend it. Not 100%, but a very, very high amount, and take even less damage by a lot. Telekinesis. He uses his telekinesis powers when he's about to get hit. He once had a motorcycle flying at his head, and he sort of was like, nope, and it just stopped in midair, and he pushed it away from himself. Shot it away from himself, I should say, because he's Dante. He doesn't do anything 10%, right? He also has a Gambit-esque energy projection. He could use energy to charge up his pistols and shoot explosive rounds. He could charge up a vehicle and make it go faster. And ultimately, the Devil Trigger ability is the big thing. He takes his demonic form and unleashes maximum power. That allows him to fly with giant wings. 30 seconds remaining. His regeneration improves in the Devil Trigger state. He can summon it seemingly whenever he wants to. And he has extra forms, Majin form and a Sin Devil Trigger that trip when he's very close to death. He's generated implosions and enemies, moves faster than the eye can see, sure. And with my last few seconds, he once defeated Mundus, Lord of the Underworld, who's a big antagonist of the series. Mundus created an actual different plane of reality to fight him in, and he beat him there. Oh my gosh. This is stressful, Samproof.
I couldn't be more stressful than Ernie, who has 1 minute to counterpoint, starting now.
Well, you brought up the Devil Trigger, and that was kind of the thing I was afraid of that you were going to introduce into this, because, I mean, there's very few people who actually have the ability to counteract something like that. But Storm actually does have a weapon in her arsenal. And, yeah, I won't necessarily bring out the most recent iteration of it, but I will definitely bring up something that has come up in the past, and that is the Rogue Storm. A powerful mode that Storm has gone into in the past that has recently resurfaced that allows her to technically channel the power of eternity. And she's able to become into an empowered state that makes her on par with the Phoenix Force in the Marvel Comics universe. One of the most deadly and most powerful entities in all of Marvel Comics that basically gives her very similar capabilities to what Dante has in his employ, and allows her to create constructs and weaponry and channel power that under normal circumstances, she would not be able to utilize. And I would also just really quickly just want to throw out there that she also has a little magic on her side.
All right, Ray, as the champion from, you know, as the resident debater, you have
call
the final
me a champion.
Word. Not,
I got the
not
belt.
Of this match, but yeah, as the reigning champion. Yeah, the final word is yours. Go ahead. No timer needed.
No, I don't need a timer. I'll time myself with my thoughts. Now, the thing about Storm is that, she has the durability issue, which I think is the big glaring weakness between both of them. She also has an issue where she needs to concentrate in order to use her powers, and she has to have a high degree of focus. Now, Dante's a character, I have to imagine, is very hard to focus against as he's throwing those insanely witty barbs at you constantly. Okay, most of them are pretty cringy, and he does finger guns like unironically. You don't think that's going to make Storm lose just a little bit of focus? I think that it will. And when he starts throwing out the quips, when he starts cloning himself, when he starts doing this weird barrage of bullets attacks that he can do, I just think Storm's going to be a little bit unfocused in the battle particularly. So how I think this is going to go is I believe the two are going to start, and I think they're both going to kind of try to feel each other out. I think Storm's going to be flying in the air. Dante stays on the ground because he doesn't fly until he has to. He's a little lazy like that. And he's going to start with his little ebony and ivory shooting at her. She's going to dodge out of the way. She's going to create like sleets of ice to knock the bullets away. And she's going to start raining lightning down on him, okay? And he's doesn't like the lightning attacks. That's why he has defenses for them. You can hurt him with the lightning for sure. And with all of that said, he's going to create that defensive aura of the swords to knock all of the lightning away. And at a certain point, I think Storm is going to have a little bit of an upper hand as he's sort of figuring out what her deal is. She's going to hit him with stuff he's not ready for. So what does he do? Goes into Devil Trigger form, sprouts those demon wings, enhances his power up, and he's going to go up there. He's going to get a hold of her, and he's going to be like, "Not today, lady," or whatever dumb thing Dante is going to say in that moment. He's going to say, I hope you like crashing out. And then he's going to fly her down to the ground, smashing into the pavement. That's going to leave her incapacitated for 2 minutes, and he'll be fine.
All right, gentlemen, this was an insanely close match. You both did. You used your time well. You brought up amazing points for your hero as well as against their combatant. I think, with very small amounts of variables, this could be changed. This could be a short game win versus a long game win, giving us different results. And this just could not be closer. I don't think we've had a match that felt closer to me. Storm brings the literal pressure with her tactical prowess and her elemental controls. And when push comes to shove, the rogue Storm itself, of course, maxing her out. Dante has a near infinite amount of weapons for any occasion, some with bows on them for the holidays, who knows, and is seemingly unkillable. And with his demon form granting him flight, he can bring the fight to Storm. And I think, you know, the thing that put it over the edge for me, and again, this is my voice, my opinion, you out there, you'll have your own chance, is the fact that, as Ray said, Storm's powers are concentration-based. If he can get under her skin, if he can break through that, if he can bring the fight directly to her, that's going to be the edge. And I think Dante wins this one. But wow, that's just me. That is one voice. You out there, you have the ability to overrule me, make your own votes. Head to our social media and our Patreon where you can keep this debate going and let us know who you think wins at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Wow. Thank you so much, Ernie, for hanging out with us. I'm sorry. I was this close, and then I was like this close, and then it went back, and it's so hard. Yeah. And I hate that I have to be the one that makes any decisions and not just moderate. But thank you for bringing it. I mean, I think of all of the guests we've had, you really pushed this one.
Well, hey, thank you for having me. I had a great time. I knew it was going to be a tough one. I did my homework. Yeah. On Ray. I knew this was gonna be a tough fight. Yeah, I wasn't gonna back down. I was gonna come in, I was gonna have the facts on my side, but sometimes it just is what it is. I really enjoyed this. I have a lot of fun. You know, both of these characters are characters I really, really, really love and appreciate. So having so much fun, just kind of, you know, kind of having that witty back and forth about, you know, who can do what versus what. It was really fun because, you know, it just, a lot of the things that, that Ray was bringing up just really, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, nah, I can't deny that. Oh, man, right. Yeah, there's that too. And it was like, it was really fun.
Yeah, I think maybe you should have. You should be like, no, that's dumb. I don't think you can do that. Yeah. That's how you get it.
I can't deny that part. But but no, it was a lot of fun. It was a whole heap of a lot of fun. Taking one of my favorite things, comics and video games, and mashing them together. You know, what's not to have fun with?
Right on. All right, Ernie, let people know where they can find you.
Well, you can find me primarily on YouTube, youtube.com/blurwithoutfear. You can find me there. That's where I post videos on YouTube all the time. Live stream twice a week, Thursdays and Saturdays, and talk about the latest and greatest in comics every week on my Best Comics This Week segment. And you can find me on social media. I'm primarily on Threads. I don't really do many other places. I'm a monogamous social media user when it comes to outside of YouTube. So you can only really find me on Threads at Blur Without Fear. That's where I'm the most active. So look for me there. Hey, say hello.
Nice. All right. And Ray, congratulations on another win. How's it going? Like,
first off,
okay, good.
Listen, if you're a monogamist on social media, I am a pure trollop. I will go wherever the heck I can.
I'm everywhere. You can
find me on Instagram, on Threads, the Facebook group, Who Would Win, Geek News and Battles. That's a great Facebook group to be a part of if you're on there. Hit me up on Blue Sky, and maybe in 2 months I'll check it and I'll write you back. That's what I'll say right there. We're also on YouTube. You know, we got the YouTube channel, the Who Would Win Show YouTube channel, which we're going to be putting the videos of these battles because we are putting all these together as videos. You're going to see clips popping up, and click on the clips when the reels, when they're on Threads, Instagram, Facebook. If you see my face or you see something that looks familiar to this, click on it because that helps other people see it too. Now, I'm going to say right now, Sam, thank you for seeing it my way today. And I know I don't pay you to do that, but obviously I am great. But the thing I want to say is I'm scared to death of what the people are going to say at the end of this, because to what Ernie said, there's a lot of things that he also said that I went, I have some trouble with that in this one. And there's a lot of back and forth. You know, a lot of people say they listen to this show and they'll go, well, obviously this side's going to win. Then the other person talks, oh, obviously that person's going to win. And it just goes, why do you think I want the last word every single time? That's to mess with your minds, people. I'm going to say psychological warfare is why I'm here on the Who Would Win Masters show. I cannot wait. I'm scared to death of seeing the fan votes at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and who you think won this battle. I am nervous that I'm going to go down and the people are going to have their say and I'm not going to like it. So go on there and vote for me because I deserve it. Obviously, you can find me at Almighty Ray 316. On Break the Glass, I'm coming through with a vest on and a skull on the back to the ring to give you a Stone Cold Stunner. The point I'm trying to make here, if there is one, is thank you for coming on the show, Ernie. I appreciate your social media presence greatly, and I want to go on the record saying that. And definitely check out his stuff. If you're a fan of us, you're going to be a fan of him. You're probably already a fan of him. What am I talking about? You just heard this episode. I'm rambling now. Sam, make
I'm cutting
stop.
You off. It's time to go. Thank you all for listening, and absolutely make your voices heard on our social media and our Patreon. You can keep the debate going with Who Would Win Show on Facebook and Threads, as well as on our Patreon at patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Tune in next week when Ray and I will go over your votes and your comments and your reviews and wrap up this battle to let you know who won. And if you think you've got what it takes to be a part of the Who Would Win Masters debate team, record a 1-minute demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe the next time you'll be the one in the challenger's chair. For Who Would Win Masters, this is Sam Proof on all the socials. Stay strong.
Interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, I'm Kevin Goatee.
Hey, I'm Kevin Israel.
We host Gutting the Sacred Cow, the best and most unique movie debate podcast out there. Why?
Because we invite our guests to pick a film that they find overrated or hate and try to convince us to see their argument.
They must pick a film that is a financial success, widely beloved, or critically acclaimed.
That's right. Some of the films our guests have tried to eviscerate, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters? You can find us on all podcast platforms like Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. And if you want to watch our smiling faces, we're also on YouTube.
GuttingTheSacredCow.com is where you find all of our information. And we look forward to our guests infuriating you when they attack your favorite films.
Do you want to wow party guests with your expansive knowledge of folklore and weird historical tales? Or maybe scare your friends with some good old-fashioned ghost stories? If so, you're in the right place.
Welcome, everybody, to your new favorite spooky podcast, Live, Laugh, Lore. I'm Caroline, and this is my partner in crime and all things creepy, Emily. Together, we're your guides through the world of the weird, the wacky, and the downright terrifying.
Each week, we'll take you on a wild ride through haunted houses, ancient myths, and urban legends that'll make your skin crawl.
Plus, we add our own unhinged commentary to keep you laughing through each spine-tingling tale. So, whether you're a skeptic or a believer, tune in to Live, Laugh, Lore every Thursday for a podcast that's as chilling as it is hilarious.
Because who says you can't giggle at a ghost or chuckle at a chupacabra? So go ahead and subscribe and give us a listen today wherever you get your podcasts. You won't want to miss a single episode.
Grab a drink, get cozy, and let's get spooky. Bye!
This is Ray back one more time, and there is a 1-in-2 chance that I'm very happy with the results of this past episode. One more reminder that if you'd like to join in with the Legion of Audience, you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow and support what we do. That's it. That's the message. Time to start my research on next week's battle. I'll see you there.